Thank you, High Rep, and good afternoon, everyone. During the High Rep's visit to Birchco last week, I mentioned that I would be making some announcements today related to supervision of Birchco District. I regret that continued serious noncompliance with the final award by the SNSD-led government of Republika Srpska has, for the third time in the past 9 months, again made closure of supervision impossible. The issue is the RS's continued refusal to allow Birchco District to be incorporated into BIH's legal and regulatory framework for electricity and to establish a legal obligation for Elektroprivreda Republika Srpska, along with Elektroprivreda of Bosnia and Herzegovina, to supply electricity to Birchco in accordance with BIH law and European Union directives. BIH and the entities reformed and then established a statewide transmission system some 6 years ago in line with EU requirements and conditions. Unfortunately, Birchco was accidentally excluded from the legal and regulatory framework and remains so today. It has no license to operate or distribute electricity, and until the High Rep's decisions of the 18th of September 2009, no entity, Elektroprivreda, had any legal obligation to supply Birchco electricity as a public service. It was all left to political whim and ad hoc arrangements unenforceable in a court of law. The SNSD-led RS government is damaging Birchco by refusing either to publish, as required by RS law, the High Rep's 18 September 2009 amendments to the RS electricity law in the Official Gazette, or by adopting acceptable amendments in the RS National Assembly. The reasons for this are clear. From the SNSD's September 2009 plan to split up the state electricity transmission system along entity lines and to lay claim to Birchco's electricity distribution system. During nearly 6 months of talks with senior RS officials, I have made every possible effort to accommodate even the most inane and unjustified concerns about the legislation. Legislation which, by the way, Federation officials have had absolutely no problem understanding and observing as laid down in the text of the High Rep's decisions. The talks got consistently held up by the insistence of the RS to include language that would create conditions to lay claim to Birchco District's distribution system, even though the RS acknowledged in a September 2001 signed agreement that the system in Birchco District belongs solely to Birchco. It is crystal clear that giving the RS control of the Birchco electricity distribution network would be a clear violation of the 1999 final award, its annex, and the 2007 addendum. It is also clear to me that deliberately preventing Birchco from being incorporated into the BIH framework constitutes an act of serious noncompliance with the final award. Moreover, the RS's defiance of the High Representative's authority on this and other matters represents an even deeper concern regarding the SNSD-led government's a la carte adherence to Dayton Peace Accords as a whole and its frequent mentions of secession and referenda over the past 4 years. One of the consequences of the SNSD's serious noncompliance with the final award and the High Rep's decisions is that it has prevented Elektroprivreda Republika Srpska and Elektroprivreda of Bosnia and Herzegovina to agree on a supply arrangement different from the default arrangement in place for this year, an arrangement which could have been to the benefit of all. In addition, one member of the State Electricity Regulatory Commission, Mr. Vladimir Dokic, although an official of a state-level institution governed by state law, claims that he is bound by an RSNA decision to not implement the law, which requires the Regulatory Commission to issue a license to the Birchco District Public Utility Company to operate and distribute electricity in Birchco and to set the tariff for the Birchco Public Utility Company's own distribution costs. Mr. Dokic is on record as proposing that the entities, rather than the State Electricity Regulatory Commission, set and control the tariffs for Birchco District, which would be a violation of the final award and of the Constitution of Bosnia and Herzegovina. If Mr. Dokic was not illegally blocking the CERC from fulfilling its legally mandated function, then tariffs in Birchgo could have been set in a way that buffered price fluctuations throughout the year. Instead, the price paid by the Birchgo Public Utility Company for electricity will, as of tomorrow, be the same for the next 6 months as it is in the Federation. These regulated prices are higher than those that were being charged by the Elektroprivreda Republika Srpska for the first 6 months of the year. However, unknown to most people, Elektroprivreda Republika Srpska's prices for the first 6 months have actually been higher by more than 6% than they were last year. It is only because the Birchgo Public Utility Company was in a position to absorb this price increase that consumers haven't noticed. Unfortunately, the public utility company is not able to absorb all of the additional costs for the next 6 months. My concern is that a sudden rise in prices now could derail the district's recovery from the global economic downturn, a price rise brought on by Mr. Dokic's blockage of the CERC and the RS's refusal to make supply of electricity to Birchgo District a public obligation required by law in accordance with EU directives. The SNSD will respond to all this by saying that the RS has always provided cheap electricity to Birchgo, so why the big fuss? Well, as I already indicated, it's about control of Birchgo District, not about prices. The previous supply arrangement has relied on political whim rather than on the law, and it has existed in the context of international supervision and the Office of the High Representative. What happens after supervision and OHR are gone? Are we supposed to trust the SNSD to do what's right when in fact their goal includes taking control of Birchgo's distribution network? In such a situation, nothing will stop them from raising prices anytime they want to once supervision ends. In fact, they signed a contract with Birchgo at the end of December, then announced that the prices would rise more than 6%. This strikes me as the electricity equivalent of a drug pusher who offers cheap drugs to users until they become addicted. So what to do? First of all, I have signed a supervisory order directing the use of funds from Birchgo's share of the Socialist Federal Republic of Yugoslavia succession assets to help offset the rise in prices for the next 6 months. These funds do not come from the district budget. The public utility company will absorb some of the additional costs, while customers will face an average price increase of only about 5.5%. In other words, they will have to pay less of a price rise than what the rise in prices from the RS have been for the past 6 months, and they will pay less than what customers in the Federation pay. Second, there is no reason why district residents should have to bear the cost for someone else's illegal activity. That is why I expect criminal charges to be brought against Mr. Dokic for blocking the State Electricity Regulatory Commission from setting distribution tariffs for Birchgo and issuing a license. Third, under the final award and the annex to the final award, the supervisor has the authority to order the entities to make up any shortfall in district finances. As one of the entities bears a clear responsibility for this situation, I am prepared to use this authority once the accounting of the additional costs is finalized. Lastly, something must be done about the SNSD-led RS government's continued and willful serious noncompliance with the final award and its attempts to assert control over Birchgo's electricity distribution network. Despite the frequent statements of SNSD leaders about how much they want the OHR and supervision to end, they are uniquely responsible for keeping Birchgo supervision open. They prevented closure in November last year, they prevented closure in February of this year, and they prevented a chance to close supervision today. Despite their behavior, and although I had no legal or moral obligation to do so, I engaged in nearly 6 months of talks with the RS to assist them in finding a face-saving way out of the situation they created by their lack of compliance. Instead, they wasted my time. 2 weeks ago, in a last-ditch effort to help the RS create the conditions for ending supervision, I even met with RS Prime Minister Dodik to explain what was needed and give him a final proposal for acceptable amendments. He promised to get back to me the next day, but he has not done so even up to this moment. So it is clear the RS has no intention of meeting their remaining obligation under the final award anytime soon, perhaps preferring to wait for a new supervisor in order to do what they have been legally obliged to do for more than 10 years. So be it. The high rep has indicated in his reports to the United Nations Security Council that the RS is in violation of Annexes 2, 4, 9, and 10 of the Dayton Peace Agreement. If they want to act outside the law, then they will have to be treated as outlaws. Under the final award, the Arbitral Tribunal retains jurisdiction over the Birchco dispute until such time as the supervisor informs the tribunal that the final award is complete. The tribunal remains as a source for an alternative remedy for the supervisor in the event of any serious noncompliance by one or the other of the entities. I'm therefore announcing today my intention to file a complaint with the Arbitral Tribunal, a complaint which will, regrettably, probably have to fall to my successor to see it through to its successful conclusion. I'll end my remarks here and open the floor for questions. Thank you.